Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition from Philadelphia. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner has formed a coalition with prosecutors in Minneapolis and other cities to support possible criminal cases against federal agents who break the law. Krasner says their work is needed to protect democracy and bring accountability to immigration officers.
There's any number of charges that could potentially arise in various jurisdictions where we are seeing, sadly, certain individual ICE officers and federal officers going rogue. We all know what this moment is, and we all know that things are happening that should not be happening, for which people must be accountable now or in the future.
The attorneys are soliciting donations that will help them hire expert witnesses and lawyers in case they have to go up against the U.S. Department of Justice in court. The New Jersey Department of Health is warning residents about a scam where people pose as state employees to collect personal or financial information. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
The scammers appear to call from what looks like a legitimate Department of Health phone number, but state officials say the information has been faked or spoofed. The callers falsely tell people that their personal information has been compromised and that someone has used their name to buy prescription drugs in another state. Sometimes scammers tell people to file a complaint with police or state agencies and even threaten punishment if they don't do so. State leaders say if someone calls claiming to be a state employee and asks for financial or personal information, people should immediately hang up. Residents can follow up on the legitimacy of any claim by calling the Department of Health directly at phone numbers listed on its website. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
Freezing temperatures remain this week. WHYY Zoe Reed reports the Philadelphia Water Department is getting an uptick in calls about frozen pipes and leaks.
Temperatures could plummet as low as 0 degrees on Saturday. Kenya Kirby is with the Philadelphia Water Department. She says if water sits overnight, pipes can freeze and burst.
If it freezes, chances are it's going to burst. Water is going to leak. So you just want to take all those preventative measures. And be proactive.
Residents can let their tap water drip overnight, cover up drafty windows, and ensure the area around their water meter remains above 40 degrees. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
Looking at traffic in Philadelphia, there's an overturned vehicle on 76 West at Montgomery Drive, and that has shut down many of the lanes there. Your Philly forecast starting with today, sunny to partly cloudy skies. And it will be cold once again with a high of 22 and the winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. A cold weather advisory stays in effect until Friday morning at 10 o'clock. Overnight tonight, clear skies and a low of 7 and the winds diminish down to 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, sunshine, we're up to 20 degrees. Tomorrow evening, near record low temperatures, a low near 5 degrees. Right now in Philly, it's 15.